Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to another choral concert live presentation. This broadcast features two high school choirs that appeared at the North Central ACDA Convention in February of 2016 in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. This concert was recorded live by Soundwaves Recordings from Huron, Ohio. Concert number one features the Roosevelt High School from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, directed by Robin Starks Holcomb. The assistant conductor is John Parizo, and the accompanist is Aaron Knodel. This fine ensemble opens with the music of British composer Henry Purcell. This is a setting using four verses from Psalm 79. It's a classic, "How long wilt thou be angry, O Lord?" Lord, How Long Wilt Thou Be Angry? By Henry Purcell. And next we turn to music of early America. It's a Shaker hymn that is called Lord of the Dance, and is arranged by Larry Fleming, who for many years led the National Lutheran Choir.
Dance, wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I'll lead you all, wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he, said he, said he. I danced in the morning when the world was begun, and I danced in the moon and the stars and the sun, and I came so from heaven, and I danced on the earth. And I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he, said he, said he. I danced for the scribe and the Pharaoh's seed, but they would not dance and they would not follow me. I danced for the fishermen, for James and John, they came with me and the dance went on. Dance there wherever you may be, I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And I'll lead you all wherever you may be, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he, said he, said he.
I danced on a Friday when the sky turned black. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. They buried my body and they thought I'd gone, but I am the dance and I still go.
The Roosevelt High School Concert Choir from Sioux Falls has offered Lord of the Dance, a shaker tune. Robin Starks Holcomb has served as the head vocal director since 2011. During this time, the program has grown to 8 choirs and 10 daily rehearsals of approximately 550 singers. The next piece was written as a communion anthem for the royal wedding of Kate and William, the Prince and Duchess of Cambridge. The composer is Paul Mailer. This is Ubi Caritas.
Cool.
That communion anthem, Ubi Caritas, was written by Paul Mailer and was a partner to This Is the Day, written by John Rutter for the royal wedding some 4 years ago. Time for a folk song from Lithuania by Valklovas Augustinius. It tells a love story of a young lad who was quiet and calm and enticed away a maiden. More music from Roosevelt High School Concert Choir and their director, Robin Starks Holcomb. Tikus, Tikus. Tikus, Tikus, an interesting folk song from Lithuania. Composer Diana Weirspan from Sioux Falls has worked at Augustana University and was commissioned to write a work for this concert. Her piece, Red Bird of Winter, with lyrics by Ivan Fuller, describes the southward movement of nature in time of winter. A piece commissioned for the Roosevelt High School Choir by South Dakota composer Deanna Weirspan, Red Bird in Winter. All of the choirs that perform at regional or national conventions of the ACDA do so on their own merits through audition. Assistant director is John Parizzo, who attended USD in Vermilion, South Dakota. And the choir's accompanist is Aaron Knodel, who has done graduate work in choral conducting at Boston University. The Roosevelt High School Choir from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, closes their portion of this live concert with a work full of great energy written by Slovak composer and educator Ivan Hurostovsky. It's titled Ritumus, a ceremony for the Queen of Nobleness.
Ave Eva! Ave Eva, Fonza Mori! Ave Eva, Fonza Moris, Fonza Moris, to the Chino.
A strong response from a very receptive audience brings to a close this appearance of the Roosevelt High School Concert Choir at the North Central ACDA Convention here in the Concert Hall in downtown Sioux Falls. It was recorded in February 2016. You heard Ritumus by Slavic composer Ivan Horostovsky. The director was Robin Starks Holcomb. This is another Choral Concert Live production.
You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art, now in its 24th year. Originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for KVNO-FM, located in the heart of the campus of the University of Nebraska in Omaha. Going Beyond Words can also be heard around the world on kvno.org. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
Coming to the stage now is the Hopkins High School Concert Choir from Minnetonka, Minnesota. Their director is Philip Brown. This ensemble, comprised of junior and seniors, opens with a piece written for the choir by Craig Carnahan, Dancing on the Edges of Time, with a text that composed itself, said the composer.
Thank you.
Dancing on the Edges of Time by Minnesota composer Craig Carnahan, written for the Hopkins High School Concert Choir as they open their appearance here at the ACDA North Central Convention. All of the pieces you hear have been written for the Hopkins High School Concert Choir as part of their commissioning program for music appropriate for high school choirs, and the next two works are part of that program. First is Gamaya, that has three sections to the text: Lead Me from Unreal to Real, Lead Me from Darkness into Light, and Lead Me from Death to Immortality. It's by John Rodoy. The second piece is by Jason Michael Saunders and has a text that paints an energetic story in both the choral and piano writing, and you can feel the joy in the touch of the wind in A Winter Ride. two commissions for the Hopkins High School Choir. First was Gemiah by Paul John Rodoy, and the next was by John Michael Saunders called A Winter Ride. The choir's next offering is based on the text, Starlight, Starbright, First Star I See Tonight, and it's also in manuscript with the composer being Richard Waters. The choir declares this work in Latin, Stella Clara, and as you listen, you may express what you hear with the word brilliant. The Hopkins High School Concert Choir with director Philip Brown. Conductor Philip Brown received his master's degree in music education from Northern Arizona University. He started his teaching career in the suburbs of Denver and arrived at Hopkins High School a few years later. He has received several awards for his talents, and his choral organizations are in demand to sing at various conventions and festivals. The next selection was arranged by composer Dan Forrest for the Hopkins High School Concert Choir and asks the question, Who can sail without the wind? This is a folk song among Swedish Americans in the upper Midwest. That piece is followed by an arrangement by Minnesota composer Matthew Culleton of the spiritual Sinner Man, Where You Gonna Run To?
Can sail without the wind. sinner man? Where you gonna run to, 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 sinner man? Where you gonna run to?
The sea will not have
you. Oh, run to your grave.
Two more selections written specifically for the outstanding choir from Minnetonka, Who Can Sail Without the Wind, arranged by Dan Forrest, and the spiritual Sinner Man, put to pen and paper by Matthew Culleton. The North Central Division of the ACDA has been known for excellence of the choral art, and you are hearing a good example from two high school choirs we are listening to in this live concert. Some familiar ideas are next. These by Edvard Grieg, who gave us the tune a long time ago. It's the theme from Finlandia. And Timothy DeKosh, another Minnesota composer and former member of the male group Contus, asked Julia Klott Singer to write a new poem that would work with this well-known melody. The result is the title, We Sing of Home. Focus on the words.
Thank you. sing of home, we sing of love, of peace.
How can one choir be so lucky as to have so many fine composers write music for them? Well, it takes a lot of planning, and the result is a lot of very excited young singers. We have just experienced another growling tropical storm, and again it raked over Haiti. But despite their constant disaster, the people of that country have taught us to remember to have a carnival in the season before Lent, like Mardi Gras time. The composer in this case is Sidney Gilliam, a Haitian-American who writes contemporary classical music and film music and is a clinician, singer, and pianist based out of Los Angeles. He was born in 1982 and came to the U.S. at age 11. To close, the Hopkins High School Concert Choir sings Carnival.
Thank you.
Again, this very appreciative audience expresses their gratitude to the Hopkins High School Concert Choir and director Philip Brown. Kate Nemesto was the accompanist. This concert was recorded live in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, at the Washington Pavilion during the North Central American Choral Directors Convention, February of 2016. It was made possible by Soundwave's recordings of Huron, Ohio. And you heard this choral concert live here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to another choral concert live on Going Beyond Words. This program featured the Roosevelt High School Concert Choir from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, directed by Robin Starks Holcomb, and the Hopkins High School Concert Choir from Minnetonka, Minnesota, guided by Philip Brown. I'm your host, Stan Schmidt, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Please try to attend a choral or vocal concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2016.